Okay, Google just dropped an optimization guide for generative AI features on search. And the headline is basically, relax, SEO still works.
That's a convenient message.
Right? Like, Google's reassuring publishers they haven't been dethroned. But I want to know if that's actually true.
Yeah, I've been reading it. The claim is that AI overviews use something called RAG, Retrieval Augmented Generation, which means the AI pulls pages from the search index, reviews them, and generates a response. So ranking still matters because the index is the source.
Okay, that sounds good on paper, but doesn't the AI get to decide what it pulls and how it presents it?
Exactly. RAG is real, and yes, if you're ranked well, you're more likely to be retrieved. But Google hasn't published how the AI filters or ranks those retrieved pages. So there's a second algorithm sitting on top of the search ranking that's completely opaque.
So the promise is keep doing SEO, but the risk is invisible.
Mm-hmm. And there's another mechanism in there, query fan out. The model generates related queries to fetch more results. So if you only rank for the original query, you're out of the response.
That's a coverage problem, not a ranking problem.
Right. The guide says focus on unique content. Avoid commodity stuff, and that's solid advice. But it assumes the AI will recognize depth. We don't know if it does.
The example they give is why we waived the inspection and saved money versus just 7 tips for first-time homebuyers. Obviously, the first is deeper. But how does the AI decide that's the source to cite?
That's the gap. Google says create helpful, reliable, people-first content. And if you do that, our systems will surface it. But the AI layer is a black box. You can follow the guide perfectly and still not get cited.
Honestly, not much. The actionable stuff is be crawlable, use structured data, focus on depth, don't spam. That's all SEO 101.
So Google's message is don't panic, but the subtext is we've added another layer you can't see into.
Pretty much. And the real risk is that being ranked well is no longer sufficient. You also have to be selected by the AI's retrieval logic.
From a product angle, I get why Google published this. Publishers were freaking out. The message, SEO still matters, buys goodwill. But it doesn't actually reduce the uncertainty.
Right. And Google could have been more transparent about what changed. Instead, they're framing it as all the old rules still apply, which is true, but incomplete.
The merchant center and business profile stuff is concrete. If you're e-commerce or local, structured data is the move. But for content sites, it's keep doing what you're doing and hope the AI likes it.
Yeah, the crawlability and technical structure advice is solid. But the avoid commodity content part, that's betting the AI can recognize what's unique, and we don't have proof it can.
So if you're a publisher, the smart move is follow the guide, but don't assume it's complete.
Exactly. The guide is honest as far as it goes. It's just not the whole picture.
Google's basically saying, we've grounded the AI in our index, so the old rules still hold, which is true. But the new gate is the AI's retrieval logic, and that's where the real work is now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Keep your content crawlable, unique, and structured. Everything else is a guess.